What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hanna, powered by CornCadillac.com. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also weigh in on our Facebook page or Twitter by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to go around the region temperature-wise. Bismarck, Mandan, overcast and 51 this hour. Williston, 46. 46 in Dickinson, Minot, 48. In Jamestown, they're at 50. Devil's Lake, 49. Grand Forks, 50. 57 in Fargo. Miles City at 45. In Rapid City, they're at 44. Mobridge, 50. Pier, 51. Aberdeen, 53. In Lemon, South Dakota, this hour, they are at 46. Emailer weighs in. Lexi on the debt ceiling. The average person behind on their mortgage and credit cards making minimum payments does not get approved for more credit. Nor should they in a brand new vehicle. Why does the government think that they should? Thanks for weighing in, Lexi. A very valid point this morning.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a whole bushel of normal or nuts questions on our Facebook page, and we started also welcoming your opinions on Steve and I's mutual pet peeve. Cigarette butts flicked out of cars, and what ought to happen?
Yeah, my question is, why is that only $20?
I know.
Depositing rubbish on the roadway.
Maybe that's why it happens so much.
Maybe that should be a bigger ticket.
Exactly right. Tom Harkin is a senator from Iowa, very liberal senator from Iowa. He took to the Senate floor this morning and has said that the Tea Party wing, what he calls a very small group of willful men and women who have a certain ideology, he's obviously talking about the Tea Party and Senator Ted Cruz, have been able to take over the congressional budget debate in the last week. And since they can't get their way, they're going to create this confusion and this discourse and hope that the public will be so mixed up in who is to blame for this that they'll blame both sides. He went on to say it's dangerous. And listen to what he says here. See if you agree or disagree with this.
It's very dangerous. I believe, Mr. President, we are at one of the most dangerous points in our history right now. Every bit as dangerous as the breakup of the Union before the Civil War.
So those of you that want a fight, want a battle, Senator Harkin says, you brought this country to the brink of an event like the Civil War. What do you think of that? 800-228-0550. Brian and Jamestown have been waiting to weigh in here for a while. Let's get to you. Brian, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, maybe we should just put some more signs up for no tossing your cigarette butts out, and then it'll just make the cigarette butts vaporize, right? Or the next time you see somebody toss one out, whether it be in a car or outside of a car, not pick it up, walk over and tell them that's littering, it's disrespectful, pick it up. There's too many bystanders to just sit by and watch people do this. Say something about it.
I have been known to, when I see it happen, if you're on like a two-lane road or something, come up alongside the person and look like, seriously? So they at least, know that somebody else is watching their filthy little habit.
Hey, did you guys check out the Bill Whittle website I told you to look at yesterday?
Did you do your homework, Steve?
No, I have not had a chance to do that yet. It's on my list of things.
Come on, guys.
Brian, it's on my
list. You're getting the D, buddy.
I was in Dickinson yesterday, so I was doing some traveling, so it was a late day yesterday. But I do have that on my list of things to do for homework. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Bruce in Minot, concerning the Affordable Care Act, or how that is other known as Obamacare. Good morning, Bruce.
I just thought that I could maybe dehistoricalize some of the talk that's going on. There's an article in a columnist in the Minot Daily News today that's pretty interesting. And I just want to read one small paragraph. All of this civics talk is giving American people a headache. So let's look at the polls for Romney Care, the Massachusetts health care law, and model for Obamacare. What do the Bay State polls say? When it went into effect 7 years ago, polls showed a skeptical, if not hostile, view of Romney Care. Now you couldn't pull the health plan out of the people's dead cold hands. The latest Massachusetts Medical Society poll has 84% of the state residents happy with their health coverage versus national poll showing only 67% of Americans so content. That's a little different from what I keep hearing.
What is it you keep hearing, Bruce?
I keep hearing that everybody's against it, they're afraid of it, that it's a failure. All the hysteria. Actually, Limbaugh talks about low-information people. I think a whole lot of them listen to only what they hear in the radio.
Well, there's not a poll I've seen, for instance, of North Dakota that has a favorable rating towards Obamacare. So I think
yeah,
North Dakotans have figured this out.
Look, my point, Scott, is that the same thing was said about the coverage they've got in Massachusetts. The same sort of popular discontent. It's proved to be quite workable and valuable for them. All I'm saying is that most of the information that's come out has been headline, talk show, things like that, and it's all negative. I'm saying it won't be that bad as according to what's happened in Massachusetts. After all, Romney started it.
Well, if the health care and premiums are going up, Bruce, that's a bad thing. If there's less doctors practicing and only have to listen to the doctors themselves say, hey, I'll opt out. I'm done. So the experts are not the cheerleader that you are on it.
Whoa. I'm not saying I'm a cheerleader. I'm saying let's even out the information.
Well, but even out the information from whom? I mean, again, if the doctors are saying thumbs down, if the health insurance companies are saying premiums are going up, even out with what?
Part of the problem is that payments are going down for Medicare, which is caught up in the same sort of a discussion. And if you look at the rates that are out, that finally published some of them, some are up and some are down. But how much would have they gone up had Obamacare not been passed? Nobody can tell you that. It's just like the property tax question. Yeah, the state helped us a little bit, but then the locals raised it up. So it's going to be a wash in a year or two.
So, Bruce, you're saying let's go down that road and let the chips fall where they may.
Certainly.
And by the way, there's some critics of Obamacare that agree with that route, to say, hey, you know, why are we trying to prevent it? Let's put it in place. And then the folks that ultimately were the, you know, more than anything, the process of how this thing became law is what's most offensive. Think about that. I mean, votes in the middle of the night and ramming it through, and there were all kinds of...
Sort of like the, what was the act that came through after 9/11? Exactly the same process. And how much hassle has that been given, and how much has it been changed? And how
you're talking about the Patriot Act?
Yes.
Yeah, the Patriot Act that saves a lot of lives so far, according to experts on both sides. Now, and by the way, President Obama campaigned against the Patriot Act, ends up keeping a lot of it in place. So I think that speaks volumes to its effectiveness.
So he can be wrong, too, just like everybody else can be wrong.
Well, I'm only saying it's... It's not an apt comparison, is all I'm saying. But Bruce, appreciate the call. Karen in Fargo, thanks. Glad to know there's a few people out there that support Obamacare. You know, and again, we welcome all viewpoints here. Hey, Karen, you're next. Go ahead.
Yes. Another reason for Byron Dorgan not running would be he was able to talk Pomeroy into running by telling him that he would throw everything that he legally could in Pomeroy's election. But now Pomeroy himself last Summers said that it was Obamacare voting for it that caused him to lose.
So you're saying he's admitting it then?
Pardon?
So you're saying that's what eventually caused his downfall in the campaign?
Well, he made a short statement during something else that did cause him to lose.
You're saying Earl Pomeroy did? I think Earl said the opposite, actually.
I heard him myself on TV.
Saying that he thought Obamacare caused it? Because I remember him defending his vote on Obamacare, saying that wasn't the
reason at some point.
That could have been. That could have changed. So, Karen, appreciate the comment. Thank you. Kevin, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there. You know what? Two callers ago, he brought up a poll from people in Massachusetts. You know what? Polls aren't worth the paper they're written on, number one. And number two, you guys, you didn't come up with any of the facts. You know what? There's states out there where the premiums are going up 100-150%, and the whole idea that you could keep your health care and your insurance plan if you like, you could keep your doctor. I got news for you. I work for a union. I am not a union person, but I just so happens to be that way. But here's the thing. Our insurance is being bumped every year for the next 5 years if this contract is ratified. This thing is a disaster. It's going through the roof. And you know what? It would not have been going up this amount if it hadn't been for Obamacare. This is a train wreck. And no one knows what to do. The exchanges aren't open. Next week, small businesses are being told to what? Fax or mail in your paperwork? Are you kidding me?
I saw that. The fax part of it was my favorite. 21st century, and you got a fax in, you know, your...
Well, in North Dakota, from some of the numbers I saw, it was going up 227% in North Dakota from the last poll.
And I did, you know, that's why I raised that question raised that point with Bruce, and I think his only defense was, well, maybe it was going to go up anyway. So, again, you know, all opinions welcome. Kevin, appreciate your call. Steve and Kildare when we come back, and we're talking coal at the bottom of the hour and the impacts from folks at Basin Electric. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a home try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. What is on your mind on a normal and nuts Friday? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio, what's on your mind, radio.com.
We are not nuts, after all, by having this pet peeve of seeing people flick cigarettes out the window, Steve. Judging by folks that have weighed in so far today on the air and on our Facebook page, so... That's a good thing. Lots of normal or not survey questions on our Facebook page. Check it out, weigh in, and give us a call, 800-228-0550. In a bit here, we'll be joined by two folks from Basin Electric to talk about the new EPA laws and what that will mean for the cost of power in North Dakota and coal generation in North Dakota. Right now, it affects future plants. Some talk that it will be current plants right behind that. We're also going to talk about that proposed power line through Kildare Mountains coming up in the program. But in the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments waiting. Steve Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
show today. Nobody should be throwing trash of any kind out the window, whether it catches the next field on fire or not. That's not the way we do things. But as to Senator Heitkamp's vote on this health care thing coming up, I recall when she was running for office, she promised, no matter what letter was behind her name there, that she would vote the way of the people here in North Dakota. And when that attack on gun owners came up, why she voted against it, and we all cheered her, stood up and cheered her and applauded her. But it sounds like she's getting ready to swing the opposite direction right now, and it's going to be very disappointing to the majority of us, I believe.
Well, Steve, she weighed in during the campaign when I had her on the show, and this show was in the afternoon. She weighed in, and her and I had gotten into heated discussions on it. We all knew she was a supporter of Obamacare. She supported that up front, and yet she got the vote, and she got elected. So everybody should have known where she stood when it came to Obamacare.
Well, I guess I missed that show. I apologize. It's my fault. And I'd only heard her say that when she was asked by someone that I heard her say she was going to vote the way of the people. And that Obamacare had a lot of good things in it and some questionable things in it, but she was going to vote the way of the people. And so I kind of thought that that meant that she was going to vote the way of the people. So,
well, and
that was my fault. Shame on me.
And I will tell you this. There have been a number of Democrats that have stepped up and raised concerns about Obamacare. Alaska Senator Mark Begich is one of them recently. There have been a few others here that have, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and a few others have talked about, for instance, these delays they're pulling and all this confusion that's going on at the 11th hour. But she's been woefully silent on it. So to the extent that... she said she wasn't just going to be a rubber stamp for the Obama administration. I think you're right to ask the question, wait a minute, where are we at here? Steve's right that, you know, it's not a surprise because her views on Obamacare were known during the campaign. But I think you're also right, Steve, in saying there was a promise there that her actions would transcend politics. We're waiting when it comes to Obamacare, for sure.
Steve, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Bryce in Barnesville. What is on your mind today, Bryce?
Yeah, hi, good morning. I just got a quick question here about the Obamacare and the various waivers that has been awarded to, you know, different organizations, unions, you know, members of Congress and things like that. I'm just kind of wondering where do combat vets stand in this? Do they get a waiver for that or not? And if they don't, then I'm kind of wondering what the purpose of the VA hospitals are.
That's a good question. Is there a plan somewhere down the road to get rid of the VA?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, if there's no waivers for veterans, especially campaign veterans, then what's the purpose of having a VA health system, you know? I mean, it pretty much makes it obsolete.
And if you're going to put everybody on the same page, because I'm not a fan of the waivers, but that does raise a good question on the veteran side of that.
Which I might add, I think quite honestly, Bryce and Steve, this latest proposal now, I mean, I guess the House folks, House Republicans, Boehner and others are saying, okay, our first plan of attaching, you know, government funding to a defunding of Obamacare. We'll give you government funding, but you have to defund Obamacare. Isn't going to work because Harry Reid's going to be able to strip it out, right? So plan B was to say, okay, you want an increase in the debt ceiling. We want a one-year delay in Obamacare. And that's the latest that evidently is going to go over there. You know, with all these exemptions and confusion and delays and everything going on, what a perfect opportunity for everybody to take a step back and end the circus and get this straight. Just at least have a one-year pause in the whole thing. I think it's a decent idea. It'll be interesting to see if it's accepted. I doubt it will be, but
it's a compromise.
It is. It is. For everybody that's cheerleading a compromise, there you go.
This was rushed. This was shoved down America's throat. Nobody understood it. Nobody still understands it. The federal government doesn't even have the pieces in place to accept the paperwork from businesses. The businesses are, what do we do? You know, take a step back. It's a deep breath. Take a step back. Figure out what works, what doesn't work, and get the things in place that are needed to get, at least get it done.
You know what else? Ted Cruz, for all the criticism that he's taken for, 22 hours on the Senate floor and being at odds even with some Republicans and holding things up, everybody is talking about this Obamacare debate right now. We started the show talking about cigarette butts, right? And yesterday, tattoos. And again and again and again, the callers keep coming back to Obamacare and what's going on. So Ted Cruz deserves credit for nothing else of focusing like a laser beam on this issue. It brought attention from a lot of people that are once again focused on this debate. So I think that's another reason Ted Cruz deserves some credit. Bryce, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Let's go to Jim in Watford City. Jim, what's on your mind today? Okay, let's go to Dan. We lost Jim. So Jim in Streeter, what's on your mind today?
Hey, it's Dan in Streeter, Steve. Anyways, on Obamacare is I did get it. I sent Heidi Heitkamp's office an email. They actually responded. She basically is full of a lot of the demagoguery, and she's, you know, pretty much going to vote for it, but do everything she can to fix all the problems with it, which is garbage. As far as Ted Cruz, is his whole mission is, he even stated, if you listen to what he said, is to get a debate going on what's going on. The biggest thing is everybody's so sidetracked with the actual health care portion of it, and that's a smokescreen. The databases of all your personal information, your medical information, financial information, in a giant database that has no security, and you're going to have tens of thousands of people that aren't vetted. They're going to have access to everything about you. And when you look at what the IRS, NSA, and all these other federal government agencies and even other ones have done, targeting people such as Tea Party members and stuff, that's the scary part.
Add it to the list. Dan, good point. Going to get one more call in here before the break. Tom in Minot. About 40 seconds for you, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I read Senator Heitkamp's Facebook page the other night, and I commented. She made a comment. I'll be very brief. She mentioned how Obamacare has a lot of flaws, but one of the good things is that 20 million Americans who did not have coverage before will get affordable health coverage, is the way she put it. And I kind of went off on her Facebook page because my health care, she mentioned how she has cancer, and she's been fighting it for a number of years. I've been fighting cancer for 6 years already. My health care premium is $1,306 per month, family plan, okay? I went off on how my health care has been unaffordable for a long time, but I pay it because I got cancer and because it's the right thing to do. Now, how come the purpose of this program, all of a sudden Obamacare, is to provide affordable health care for those people who didn't have it before, which is great to get them coverage?
Good question.
Why are we going to get...
Tom. Sorry, we're up against the break, but you raised some great points, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A place you can truly relax and enjoy. You'll love the condominiums. They're 2 and 3 bedrooms loaded up with all the amenities. There's beautiful Classic and Lakeview hotel rooms as well. And I tell you what, this facility is just loaded. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. Patio seating to enjoy a great fall supper. Copper Dora Veda Spa. The Chase's bowling alley is a blast. Indoor heated pool and hot tub. And, of course, all kinds of activities indoors and out at Chase on the Lake. Experience Minnesota's newest and finest northern Minnesota resort for a great deal in September or October. Stay any Sunday through Thursday night. If you book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo, you'll get your second night free. Buy one, get one. Just use the promo code Scott at ChaseOnTheLake.com or when you call Chase on the Lake. Here's the toll-free telephone number, 888-242-7306. 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
In Minot of a traffic delay on eastbound Highway 2. Eastbound lane of Highway 2, temporary closed from the junction of US 2 and Highway 52 to the Burdick Expressway due to a traffic incident. Law enforcement on the scene directing traffic, but motorists should expect delays and, if possible, use an alternative route if you can. That's all we know about that. So if you're out there and seeing some delays, that's what's going on there, a traffic incident. And again, that's eastbound U.S. Highway 2 in Minot, eastbound lane of 2 closed temporarily from 2 at the junction of 2 and 52 all the way to the Burdick Expressway. So that is a reason for the backup at this hour. I wanted you to know about that. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Put it in your favorites, in your speed dial, or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
And we got a couple guests in the studio today. Kurt Pearson, project coordinator's representative for Basin Electric Cooperative, and Mary Miller, communications director for Basin Electric Cooperative. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Wanted to talk a little bit about EPA and how that ties in, first of all, with our coal industry here in North Dakota. What does that mean with what's going on the federal level? What are we looking at if this regulation goes through from an EPA standpoint? What does that mean to the coal industry and energy in general in North Dakota?
Well, essentially, the proposal that EPA recently announced puts stringent standards on new coal-based development and natural gas, and the regulation that they are proposing would essentially make it impossible to put up new coal-based units that meet their standards. So the pressure is mounting on coal, continues to mount, and what we really need to do is work towards a viable future that maintains coal in our energy future.
But as I've run through these regulations, no new coal plants, and a lot of the current ones, they're not going to meet the standards.
As current, right now, there is the technology is not in place for carbon capture and storage. There has been no proven technology at this point. So right now, it is making it extremely difficult if you want to build coal in this country and meet these standards. Right now, it's impossible.
Kurt, tell us a little bit about how it impacts current plants, because as Mary mentioned, this is on new plants, right? And obviously would by design stunt the growth of any additional coal-fired plants in the United States. But what about the plants, for instance, that Basin already operates?
Well, no, that is correct, Scott. The proposal that just came out is for new facilities. But EPA does plan, we understand, in June to come out with a proposal for existing facilities. So that's in the category of yet to be seen. We have to analyze that. We have to take a look at it and see what that's going to mean for our current facilities. We won't know that for another 6-8 months.
Would it in any way impede, for instance, renovation or add-ons to current facilities?
I guess the answer to that is anything is possible. Until we see the regulations, we simply don't know what that's going to mean for us. But I guess you could say we're concerned.
You know, when you start going through this and looking at the impact that it could have on North Dakota, the big thing I always look at is the EPA seems to get in the way of innovation within the industry. It's in the best interest of coal and most in the energy sector to be cleaner because that improves efficiency. Improved efficiency improves your bottom line. It lowers the rates for the consumers. It also increases your profit level. What the EPA is doing is they're shoving everything down the road. They're trying to put that on our industry here. But then you start looking at coal exports from the United States to China where they don't have that regulation. And now you're looking at a whole different set of problems when if they got out of the way, we'd come up with that innovation here, improve those efficiencies. They're getting in the way of innovation within the industry, and that inhibits the development of that new technology that gets cleaner, doesn't it?
You know, we really, the approach the EPA is taking with this is problematic. And, you know, we always have contended and still do that a congressional solution is far more appropriate than addressing this situation through regulation. And it's through a congressional situation that takes a look at our energy future, you know, from a holistic standpoint. And that is when you can start to see some of those incentives built into solutions that include innovation in private and federal partnerships. I think we have a great story to tell in this country and Basin Electric as well. We have a history of innovation. We've never been afraid to try innovative projects. And I think when you put human ingenuity into the mix, great things happen and everyone wins.
And to follow up on Mary's comments, the industry generally follows what's called best available control technology for the environmental systems on these coal-fired power plants. So it could really honestly be argued that the latest coal plant that's been built has the greatest and latest technology, and it's one of the cleanest plants ever built to use that as coal, as a fuel source. So I guess what industry is really looking for and hoping for guidance from the Congress and the Senate is give us time, set standards, set stretch goals. That we're, industry's good with that, but you've got to give industry time to get our engineers and our technicians working on these stretch goals so that we can meet them. In a way, you could say what the EPA is doing is forcing technology at a rate that is too rapid. Industry simply can't meet it.
Well, that would probably be the kind description of what they're doing, Kurt. Others call it a flat-out war on coal, and you know, there's been talk previously by the current president, who was then a candidate for president, that one of his goals would be to bankrupt coal and have energy rates necessarily skyrocket as a result, as a way rather to force other, you know, energy sources into the mainstream. I mean, is it too strong to call what's happening right now a war on coal, Kurt or Mary?
Well, I think the pressure is certainly increasing on coal. And, you know, I think we share the same goal in terms of we all deserve clean air and clean water. And we have a great story to tell. We're clean. We're getting cleaner. And really, the question is how do we serve the needs of this country? Coal serves 50% of this nation's energy needs. We cannot afford to turn our backs on this domestic reliable source of electricity, especially at a time when our economy is in the state it's in. So the question is how do we move forward? How do we make sure coal maintains a place in our energy future? And how can we work together to make sure that we are taking care of our environment as we currently already are, and we can move forward in a way that is responsible and balanced.
From a CO2 emission standpoint, that CO2 is a valuable byproduct right now with what we've got going on in the energy industry with the oil side of things. I had an opportunity to listen to Jack Ekstrom speak yesterday. He's worried, the industry's worried, that there's not going to be enough CO2 being produced because of some of these EPA standards. Is that a fear on your partnership with the other energy sectors?
Well, I guess we haven't exactly heard that, but
it's a byproduct that there's a demand for with what we've got going on in North Dakota with the oil industry.
Right. And, you know, currently capture 50% of the CO2 at our Great Plains Synfuels plant, and it's currently used in Canada for enhanced oil recovery, and it is proven to be a very valuable co-product for us. And what we're doing at the Synfuels plant is really remarkable. It's the largest carbon capture storage project in North America, and it is really helping play a role beyond what it's doing at the plant in enhancing the life of these oil fields and helping energy production.
Another project we wanted to ask you about is the proposal of a transmission line through the Killdeer Mountains, and some objection on that from the standpoint of a battlefield side, really a catch-22 here, because obviously everybody wants to see a flaring end as soon as possible, and obviously you need a transmission line to accommodate some of that, but at the same time you've got a historic battlefield site. Mary and Kurt, give us an update on where that project is at right now.
Well, what Basin Electric's proposing to do is construct, own, and operate a 345 kilovolt transmission line. The entire line and the associated substations is about 200 miles long. It goes from our Antelope Valley station west past Killdeer, over near Grassy Butte, then north to Williston, around Williston, and back east to Tioga. And this will provide very necessary infrastructure. It will help improve the system reliability. What that translates into is better, more reliable electric power for our consumers. And as an electric power provider to the electric cooperatives of North Dakota, we have thousands and thousands of farmers and ranchers that we provide power to through our member cooperatives like McKinsey Electric or Montreal Williams. The issue is that a grant has been given to a NDSU Center for Excellence to study, it's a proposed study, about 8 miles of that 200-mile transmission line. And there's much to be said about it, but one of the facts is that it is, again, a proposed study going across private property. So the researchers that wish to do that have to take that private property aspect into account. And we have been working with the landowners as far as relocating transmission line, locating structures. That's Basin's policy from the beginning.
When you start looking at that project and you're looking at what that project is going to alleviate, the need is there because of the energy development and the growth in some of those western counties. When you look at the need for electricity, not only does it help alleviate some of the flaring with this project, but you're also looking at astronomical growth in those counties to the west. They're out of electricity. They're running out of electricity for their growth, aren't they?
To put this into perspective, Basin Electric system is going to grow by our electric load is growing by more than 1,600 megawatts by 2025. To put this into perspective, 1,000 of those megawatts are in the oil-related area in that corner of the state and in Montana. So there is tremendous electricity needs up there, not only to serve the oil-related growth, but you know the residents up there as well. And so the question becomes, how do we best serve that? How do we do this? It involves a generation response and the transmission response.
And how do you mitigate the concerns over the battlefield?
Well, we work with the archaeologists. We work with the State Historical Preservation Office. They have offered their suggestions and comments. We have been in contact with the researchers at NDSU with the Historical Preservation
Office. You can do both. Good news. Good news. Appreciate it. You both. Kurt Pearson, Mary Miller from Basin Electric with us today on the program.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bach and Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I will get back to your phone calls in just a few minutes. Around the region, some rain showers, kind of spotty hit and miss across the state today. Bismarck, we're at 52 and overcast this hour. Bismarck, Mandan. In Williston, it's 48. Dickinson, 48. Minot, 50 this hour. Jamestown, 50. Devil's Lake, 49. Grand Forks, 50. Fargo at 57. Miles City, Montana, 45. A little cooler over there. And Mobridge at 50 this hour. Aberdeen, 53. And Lemon, South Dakota at 46.
Have a little bit of news on what's going on here on this process between the House Republicans and over on and the Senate. Evidently, the House Republicans are going to meet tomorrow in the Capitol to plot their next move in the fiscal fight. They're returning their focus to a stopgap spending bill after they were not able to secure the votes for a debt ceiling measure, according to The Hill today. Eric Cantor signaled the House would now vote first on a continuing resolution to keep the government funded before turning to the debt ceiling bill, which is yet to be formally released, saying, quote, "We are looking at making sure we finish the business of the CR. And as we know, the debt ceiling is going to be upon us in the next couple of weeks. But our focus right now is seeing what comes back on the CR. By coming back, he means the Senate vote, which is expected today on the House-passed version that says, okay, you can keep the government funded, but we're going to pull out the money for Obamacare. A lot of folks feel what's going to happen in the Senate is they'll pass that today, but then Harry Reid will have a separate vote, simple majority vote, to strip that out, then that would go back to the House. Then they'd say, well, we're not going to accept that, so they'd put something back in or go the route of the battle over the debt ceiling. So
it's going to be an interesting day politically today, Scott.
Yeah, and actually next couple of days, really until you get through this October 17 debt ceiling showdown, you're probably looking at a couple of weeks of drama here for sure.
Let's get back to the phones.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ron, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ron in White Earth, what is on your mind today?
Well, a couple things. I do hope the Republicans stand firm on this, because I tell you what, once that albatross is hung around our neck, it's going to be awful tough to get rid of it. But I wanted to go back to a couple different points. The first one, just a comment on that gentleman that called from Western North Dakota, talking about how enamored the folks in Massachusetts are with their Omnicare. And I'd like to ask him if they were so enamored with it. This is, by the way, this is the most left-wing state in the United States, I believe. I think they were the only ones that, besides Minnesota, that voted for Mondale. But anyway, in 2010, they had an election for senator in Massachusetts, and it was Scott Brown. And he ran on a platform of doing away with Obamacare. That was almost his entire platform. And he was elected in this liberal state that's so enamored with Romneycare, and his whole point was he wanted to do away with Obamacare. How would they elect somebody like that if it was so popular in the state? That's just a point that I think somebody should have made.
good point, Ron. And by the way, Ted Kennedy's seat, right?
Yeah, right there. He took Ted Kennedy's seat. The other bigger point is, you know, after listening to Harkin this morning, and I've heard this now over the last year or two, is how, you know, the Tea Party types and the conservatives are the extremists. Really? Is it extremist? Are you an extremist if you want to balance the budget? If you want to live within your means? Are you an extremist if you want to follow the Constitution and give more power to the people and not less power to the federal government as our founders intended? Is that extremist?
The damn
extremists are running the country right now, and if some of these people don't wake up and figure out how far they've taken us off the path that got us to be an exceptional nation, and by the way, I think we're still an exceptional nation, but it's slipping fast, and we're not going to be an exceptional nation very long if we let these boneheads up there keep telling the people that aren't listening to what's going on, that the people that want to get us back on the path here to our exceptionalism are the extremists.
Ron, you make some great points.
And
Ron,
by the way,
some great points.
You are right that you are an extremist with that viewpoint if you're Tom Harkin. So consider the source. But I think the vast majority of common sense would say, Ron, right on. Way to go. Well said. Susan in Wolford, one more call here before our Friday time is up here today. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, I'd like to know with the doctors having to know everything and find out everything, and they're going to report to the government on it. I'm not going to call it Obamacare anymore. I'm going to call it the Unaffordable Care Act. Who's going to tell their doctor anything? And they say you're going to get a home visit if you smoke or if your children have failing grades. So the school is in cahoots with this, too? So the government's going to know everything about you. Big Brother is right there at our door. I'm not going to tell my doctor if I don't feel bad. If I feel bad, I'm not going to tell them a thing. Because it's going to put me on a list someplace, or it's going to make me a radical, or it's going to do something. Why tell anybody, why tell your doctor the truth? Because that's what's going to happen.
And then your health care suffers because you don't have that relationship with your physician.
Right. You can't truthfully talk to your doctor about anything. If you're upset, if you're feeling really bad, they'll come and, oh, we best be visiting you. You're going to have to lose your concealed weapon permit. I mean, you're not going to tell them anything, and your health care is going to suffer.
Susan Fighton,
thanks for
appreciate the call. You bet. See you Monday, folks. Newly named interim chancellor of the North Dakota Higher Education System, Larry Scogin, will be here Tuesday. Maggie Anderson, head of North Dakota Department of Human Services, on the pending start of Obamacare and what it means for health care in the state of North Dakota. Wednesday, our talk radio town hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer plus Brian Kalk. And, of course, lots more to find out what's on your mind. Steve, have a great weekend, my friend.
You too.
God bless.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.